However, from 2009 to 2010, only the price of housing increased. Gasoline prices actually fell from 2009 to 2010, and hamburger prices did not change. So what would we expect given this pattern of price changes? Certainly, we would expect our measure of average prices, the CPI, to rise from 1999 to 2009. However, what should happen to the CPI from 2009 to 2010 is not as clear-cut because we have some prices rising, some falling, and some remaining constant. Let's find out.